What if the milk in your morning coffee required the suffering of workers who can't escape toxic air, the displacement of indigenous tribes halfway across the world, and the slow poisoning of entire communities? In California's Central Valley, 2 million dairy cows stand confined in barren lots, producing waste equivalent to 90 million people. These animals, genetically manipulated for maximum output, survive just 2 or 3 years before their bodies give out. Nearby, farm laborers breathe air thick with chemicals that medical professionals say penetrate to genome level, altering the body's fundamental building blocks. This isn't a cautionary tale from some distant future. This is how we eat right now. Janice Ray's grandparents once tended mules in rural Georgia, with chickens pecking freely and fruit trees marking the seasons. That world is gone. Georgia now produces 1.4 billion broiler chickens annually, equivalent to the world's sixth largest poultry producer. The transformation began during the Great Depression, when Jesse Jewell pioneered contract farming, controlling every phase from hatching to supermarket shelf. Modern contract growers invest hundreds of thousands in specialized facilities while having zero negotiating power. The chickens endure worse. Bred to reach slaughter weight in 7 weeks, 4 times faster than 50 years ago, their bodies can't keep up. Heart disease, leg disorders, and sudden death syndrome are routine. In typical grow houses, over 30,000 birds are crammed together, each allocated floor space equivalent to a single sheet of paper. Many become too obese to walk. Workers process 1,000 birds per hour, performing repetitive movements up to 30,000 times daily, making them 14 times more likely to suffer repetitive strain injuries. Deep in Argentina's forests, the Toba Kom tribe, once feared warriors, now struggle with constant hunger. Their traditional lands have been swallowed by soya plantations, stretching to the horizon. This reveals factory farming's dirtiest secret. Despite efficiency claims, it devours land through ghost acres, vast expanses needed to grow animal feed. A third of the world's cropland now produces animal feed rather than human food. Annually, forest equivalent to half the UK disappears, largely for animal feed and cattle ranching. Africa has become the new frontier. In 2009 alone, 45 million hectares were acquired, nearly twice California's size. Ethiopia sold 311,000 hectares to Indian multinational Karuturi, larger than Luxembourg. Locals report earning less than $1.25 daily, with exploitation and child labor reportedly widespread. Climate change intensifies the competition. Rising seas threaten 150 million coastal residents. The UN predicts livestock populations will nearly double, requiring an additional 2 million square kilometers by 2030, precisely the amount a 2-degree warming would destroy. We're caught in a vicious cycle where industrial farming accelerates the climate crisis that will ultimately destroy the land it depends on. Standing on a boat in Argentina's Paraná River, I watched massive factories pour avalanches of soya meal into shipping containers, dust billowing across the water. The iconic pampas, once teeming with diverse life, has been reduced to monotonous fields stretching endlessly. Since Argentina embraced GM soya in 1996, chemical usage has exploded from 35 million to 300 million liters annually. Local physicians report 12 million Argentinians affected by these agrotoxins each year, with rising rates of birth defects and stillbirths. Miguel Martinez's story captures the heartbreak most poignantly. Nearing retirement, he'd inherited land for his dream home. That dream died when the neighboring field became a 4,000-cow feedlot. For investors, it's just money, he told me quietly. But farming is not the same as working in the car industry. It's an art and a responsibility. His words haunt me still, the recognition that we've reduced something sacred to mere profit margins. Modern industrial farming converts petroleum into food producing. 1 ton of U.S. maize requires a full barrel of oil. As the International Energy Agency warns, the age of cheap oil is over. Production from existing fields is declining, threatening industrial agriculture, which consumes 7% of America's total energy. Water crises are equally dire. In 2006, London nearly resorted to importing water by sea tanker. Australia's Murray-Darling Basin, irrigating farmland producing 30% of the nation's agriculture, has been exploited to near collapse. By 1994, humans consumed 77% of its annual flow, causing the river mouth to silt up and toxic algal blooms to spread 1,000 kilometers. 70 major rivers, including the Colorado, Ganges, and Nile, are near maximum extraction. Groundwater is being depleted faster than it replenishes across the Middle East, North Africa, and parts of Asia and Europe. China's meat consumption has caused a 3.4-fold increase in per-person water requirements since the 1960s. With global livestock populations predicted to nearly double by 2050, we're racing toward a cliff edge. Annabelle Abrams survives on 23 weekly for food in Edinburgh, relying on factory-farmed meat for affordability. The bitter irony? Industrial animal agriculture drives up global food prices by diverting grain from humans. A third of the world's cereal harvest and 90% of its soya now feeds livestock, enough to feed 3 billion additional people if redirected. The inefficiency is staggering. Producing 1 kilogram of edible beef requires 20 kilograms of feed, pork 7.3 kilograms, and chicken 4.5 kilograms. Asian environmentalist Chandra Nair argues a $4 burger's true cost is something like $100. Recent droughts have devastated harvests, causing bread prices in Lusaka, Zambia to surge 75% in 7 months. Oxfam predicts increased grain demand for livestock will push food prices beyond the limits of affordability for the poorest. Hunger has already triggered instability. The Arab Spring began partly over bread shortages. We've created a system where the world's poor compete with factory-farmed animals for basic sustenance, and the animals are winning. The solution isn't complex. Scientists are developing seaweed farming to feed 10 billion people and algae-based protein to replace imported soya by 2025. Laboratory-produced meat shows promise, with Bill Gates recognizing its tremendous market potential. But we don't need technological miracles. The most powerful change happens 3 times daily. Rearing cattle and sheep on pasture converts inedible grass into food without competing with human nutrition. Ending grain-fed confined cattle and redirecting fish from animal feed to human plates would transform global food security overnight. North America and Europe waste enough food to feed the world's billion undernourished people 3 to 7 times over. UK households alone discard meat equivalent to 50 million chickens, 1.5 million pigs, and 100,000 beef cattle annually. The principles are simple. Buy from farms, not factories. Reduce waste by embracing leftovers. Choose grass-fed ruminants that convert plants we can't digest into nourishment we can. Look for labels like free-range, pasture-raised, or organic. As chef Hugh Fearnley-Whittingstall puts it, you see the difference on the plate, you taste the difference, and you feel the difference in your body. Your fork is more powerful than you think.